For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Holmes fall in a game that was just a tough night for them tonight. They lose to Greene County Tech 41-24. Let's go ahead and get our Doing Sons player, Plumbing player of the game. He finished the night with 9 points to be the Bombers' leading scorer. No one was in double figures for Mount Holmes. Next score for Mountain Home was Wyatt Gilbert with 7 points, three for Abe Crawford, also three for Luke Proctor. He had a three there towards the end of the game, and Dawson Tabor with 2 points on the night. Greene County Tech had three players in double figures. Zane Butler, 12 points, 11 for Peyton Lawback, and 10 for Cade Tansilla. On the night for Dawson Greer, and two each for Jackson Carr and Kyler Morris. Mountain Home had the early 5-0 lead, but I tell you, Tech just took over from there. After that 5-0 lead, not a whole lot went right. Matter of fact, Mountain Home ended up with 17 turnovers tonight compared to just 5 for the Golden Eagles. This game had one lead change. After Mountain Home had the lead 5-0, Tech came back, took the lead, and they never relinquished it after that. And so with the loss, the Bombers are going to fall to 12-10 on the season, 3-6 in the 5A East. The Golden Eagles will improve to 18-5 overall. And their conference record now is 5-4. So again, Mount Holmes will lose this game to 4. The congratulations to the Lady Bombers, though. They get the victory over Greene County Tech tonight, 49-35. And so the two teams, so the games end up with a split, just like they did when we went to Greene County Tech where with the girls winning. That's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. This was the last of our three-game homestand. We'll be back on the road for the first time in 2.5 weeks this coming Friday night. Mount Holmes will be on the road to face Greene County Tech's crosstown rival, Paragould. We'll have the broadcast for you around 6 o'clock or so right here, so be sure you tune in. And that's going to wrap up. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, as Matt said, be sure to catch our next game, which is our first visitors game in a while, as Mountain Home will head to Paragould to, well, take on Paragould. That junior varsity contest is set to start at 5. Then the varsity contest will start with the girls. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 o'clock, and the boys' contest will follow. Be sure to catch that here live on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on KTLO.com if you can't make it to the game. And if you miss any part of it, be sure to go to our website and click on Bomber Sports under podcast so you can listen to it anytime. Once again, I'm Joe Shipman saying good night from Classic Hits 101.7 Studios.